Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
How do you organize a space party?
You plan it.
Parenthood.
Okay. You're so proud of yourself. This is Stranger Still.
Nickel, not my nickel. It wasn't mine. Not anymore.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we podcast.
I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
John, how you feeling?
I'm great. I've got bones and a body, and I move around, and I feel like a human being.
That's good.
Wow, how descriptive. How do you feel?
I don't know how to pivot from that.
Oh, okay. Where were we going? Are we off to go on a trip to a special
on
building?
My favorite rocket ship riding through the sky, little Einstein.
Wow, what a dad.
Speaking of dads.
Whew, we made it.
Yeah, we made it there eventually. I am a dad.
Heard about it.
I'm a proud dad. And that has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. Today we're going to talk about Planned Parenthood, because apparently this is the month where we talk about nonprofits, I guess.
Yeah.
Second one this month. This is the fourth one we've ever done. And maybe just to jump ahead a little bit, maybe my favorite one we've ever done, but for reasons other than why I hated the other ones we covered.
Oh.
Recently, I can't remember where, I saw like a billboard or an ad on Facebook that was for Planned Parenthood that said something like, birth control, it's what we do.
Do you think, just real quick, I know this is important, but this is just as important to me. Do you think that when the internet first started and people first started buying websites, some guy named Bill bought billboard.com, like he was bored and he would post things there when he's bored, and it was kind of like a billboard, like a play on words, but nobody got it in his family and he spent all of his money to host the website?
Should we try going to billboard.com? Bill,
I bet you it's one of the first websites.
Well, let's find out. It's the billboard charts.
Okay, well, that's fine.
So maybe they bought it from
they
Bill.
They just bought it from Bill.
From William Board.
Yeah, I hope he's rich.
Unless he spelled his last name B-O-R-E-D.
Oh, that's another option.
Which is where our audience is at right now.
That's right.
So anyway, I saw this billboard or Facebook ad for Planned Parenthood that said something like, birth control is what we do. And at first, I was like, heck yeah, because everyone's always talking about the abortions.
Right.
But then I was like, it's kind of a sad state of affairs that we're in where you have to re-educate the population what your business actually does, because so many people have changed the public view of what you do.
Yeah. There's a culture of folks that have literally demonized you.
Well, I mean, let's just come right out and say it, right? Conservatives.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's like religious folk that don't like Planned Parenthood that are not conservative. But before we get into that, I just want to say we missed International Women's Day, but we're still going to talk about women's rights. And I think before we jump into it, it's important to get our biases out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I already said I like Planned Parenthood. I also want to say that we are two white guys.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to get my wife on the show, but she had to go work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to speak for you.
Right, because I'm half Italian, so you know I have a different perspective.
Yeah.
I'm half white. I'm all white, half Italian.
Yeah.
All white.
Just like a good pizza.
Just like a good pizza, like a good freaking gabagoots with your flamenzon sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go to your grandma's, she got the pasta fazool.
Yep.
And she's cooking up a pot of gravy on a Sunday.
Anyway, I don't want to speak for you, but it is our opinion on this show, now that I'm speaking for you, that we are not, it's not our place to say what a woman does with her body.
Right.
Let alone anyone's body.
Right.
Because,
but
what?
You can have on any side, someone who has a correct opinion of it and an incorrect, there will be women that will fight against women's rights, and there will be men that will fight for women's rights. So,
well, yes. There are people that want to take control of women's bodies that aren't theirs.
Yep.
We do not stand behind that on this show.
Right, yeah.
And I also want to say, Planned Parenthood doesn't only provide abortions, as the conservatives would have you believe, but we're going to be talking about that a lot today.
Yeah.
So maybe this isn't the episode for your kids. Maybe if you don't want to hear us talk about it a lot, just pretend we're talking about something different.
Yeah.
But still listen, because we want...
Yeah, we need to listen.
Yeah, we need to listen.
Put it on mute, though.
Listen count. And then lastly, we're not medical professionals, so anything, like, we can't tell you what to do with your life.
Right. I have been to a doctor, though.
I have once.
Yeah.
Never again. It was when I was born.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, we're going to stick to the facts. We're two white guys.
Yeah.
We can't tell you what to do with your body. Uh-huh. We're not doctors. Uh-huh. Is that enough? Is that enough disclosure for this episode?
And I'm half Italian, so I really know how to cook up a pasta.
Yeah, the other half has pineapple.
The other half has pineapple.
So, let's jump into Planned Parenthood, John, shall we?
Like, literally?
Yeah, let's drive there, and we'll jump in. They'll be like, what are you doing here? We're closed.
Why are you jumping? Why can't you just walk in?
So, we'll start with a little bit of history here, but as we saw with the World Wildlife Fund, the history of nonprofits are pretty boring and bureaucratic. But there are a few things we need to talk about that are going to come up throughout the show. Any idea where Planned Parenthood started, or when?
Where or when?
Yeah.
It's probably something in the 60s or the 50s.
Even before that, man. I figured the same thing. So it started out...
You tell me, ancient Egypt, Cleopatra opened a Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. It was originally called Pigeon Obelisk. Yes. In 1916, there was a woman named Margaret Sanger, and she opened up a birth control education clinic that, like, it was open for 9 days, and then it was raided by the police, and she was arrested, went to jail, where she continued educating people about birth control.
She's like, y'all are dumb. Stop having so many babies when you just want to smooch.
Yeah. And, like, even when they tried to shut her up, she's like, hey, fellow inmates. How to not have children. But she got out of jail and eventually founded the Birth Control Clinical Research Bureau, or the BCCRB, in 1923, which later became the much easier to say Planned Parenthood.
Wow.
They've had their fair share of successes throughout their history that I want to highlight. In 1948, they started with granting a couple researchers into researching the pill,
mm-hmm.
the classic pill we all know and love.
Yeah. They actually started at the, when she had Planned Parenthood, her competition across the street was Unplanned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Where
they
like,
went
well,
out of business real fast.
Yeah, you goofed up. Here's what you should have done.
Yeah. You should have planned ahead. So once they got the pill figured out, they had to fight until the 70s to legalize it. And then in the early 70s, Nixon actually implemented this thing called Title X, which is a federal grant that allows low-income individuals to acquire family planning support.
Mm-hmm.
So this includes like birth control as well as, at the time, abortions, when it was made legal in 1973 with Roe v. Wade.
I wouldn't be surprised if he fought hard against it and ended up settling for
it. This seems very out of character for Nixon.
Well, he's done. People always credit him with stuff like that as far as like black rights and stuff.
Yeah.
And if you actually look into his positions, he was against a lot of the things that he ended up signing into law because Congress and stuff like that.
It's possible. Well, Roe v. Wade wasn't even, I mean, that was the Supreme Court. And for those that don't know, because admittedly I was uneducated, Roe v. Wade, guaranteed the rights to safe and legal abortion within the first 3 months of pregnancy in all 50 states. Later on, it came down to the state level, which is a whole different issue. But for a little bit, Title X could be used for that, or Medicaid could be used for that until 1976, when it was made illegal to use federal funds toward abortions, except for in special cases that I'll get into. In 1987, they started offering free or inexpensive HIV testing, and they also played a hand in getting other contraceptives like the ring or the patch, or pretty much like anything you have today, onto the market so people could actually use them. They weren't the only ones doing that, but they were strong proponents. So you might be thinking, I know they provide
birth control.
STD testing and prevention, and abortions. What else do they offer these sexual deviants? Hey, you said it, not me.
Huh?
Well, my friend... here's what they have on their website in terms of services. They even put it in alphabetical order for me.
Wow.
So the first one is abortion services. Second one is abortion referral.
See, that's their problem. They shouldn't have done this in alphabetical order. That's right. Maybe go in reverse alphabetical order next time, guys.
Yeah.
Let's talk to their site managers.
Yeah. Well, if they can't do it there, they'll refer you to someone else. They offer birth control, emergency contraception, which is like the morning after pill, general health care. So if you just need like a checkup.
Are we going to get all the way down to like Zika virus prevention? Because they should have opened with that.
No, that's under general health care.
Okay.
They offer HIV services like tests and medication. This is a little bit of a newer one. They offer LGBT services, and on their website they have a bunch of resources. I was actually surprised to see they have like a whole section on sexual orientation and gender. So if you're curious about gender fluidity or your own sexual orientation, they have resources on that to help you out. But in their actual facilities, they offer hormone therapy. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
They also offer men's health services, which I don't think a lot of people know that men can go to Planned Parenthood too.
Yeah.
In terms of like addressing cancer, STDs, fertility.
You can do just a checkup.
Yeah, I've done the general
health. I've done that stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Once.
They help with sexual dysfunction, birth control, and routine checkups. Patient education, pregnancy testing and services, STD testing, treatment, and vaccines, and then women's services like birth control, STD test, pelvic exams, cancer screenings, and pregnancy-related services. And that all sounds fine and dandy, but John, this is the part of the episode where things take a turn.
Uh-oh.
Because as soon as I say pregnancy-related services,
yeah,
all of the anti-Planned Parenthood activists will say, oh yeah, oh yeah, well, did you know 94% of their pregnancy-related services are abortions?
Wow. Thanks, M. Night Shyamalan. What a twist.
What a twist. It's not entirely true, as we'll get into, but my point is we'll have to address all of the things people say against Planned Parenthood. But stick around.
Oh, I'm going to address it so much. I'm going to overdress. I'm going to sweat my butt off just with a winter coat in the summer. I'm going to have so much dressing that I'm going to drown the salad of Republicans in ranch.
Yeah. Well, you can't have ranch because you're a vegan. So maybe it's not like Italian.
So maybe
like
not half Italian. You knew the way to my heart. Yeah. It'd be like a nice like raspberry vinaigrette.
There you go. I prefer balsamic vinaigrette.
Okay. Well,
we'll figure it out after the show. So stick around like 5 minutes. We're going to go through all these arguments and I'm going to quickly debunk them, which is fun to do. So back in 2015, there was one Republican from Ohio. His name is Bill Johnson. He claimed that 94% of the pregnancy-related services Planned Parenthood provided, that's a lot of P's, were abortions. And this is actually true. So they culled this together from publicly available numbers that Planned Parenthood provides. There's so many P's, man. It's hard to do.
Yeah. Please.
So in 2013... about 19,000 people benefited from their prenatal services. Just about 2,000, under 2,000 took advantage of their adoption services. And then 327,653 patients went through their abortion procedures. So that's true.
Patient procedures?
Yeah. More peace.
Just call it arranged child care.
Yeah. Well, these are all things that Planned Parenthood is transparent about. And the argument here isn't just like a religious one. It's also about legality, because in 1976, as you'll remember, it was illegal to use federal funds toward abortions.
Right.
But with things like Title X and Medicare, Medicaid, people are using your tax dollars to pay for their abortions. Can you believe it, John?
Yeah.
That's the argument being made by this guy. There's also a bunch of controversial things said by one of our favorite people, Ben Carson. Remember him? He was relevant for like a week.
I think I remember him just a little bit.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's paid to go on Fox News and say stuff that isn't true. And he went on Fox News and vomited this out of his mouth. Well, NPR had to put out a fact check article on all these things, which I'll get to. But I turned it to Shelby, and I was like, I can't believe that we're in a world where we have to fact check this stuff. But it was titled "Fact Checked." Fact check: was Planned Parenthood started to control the black population? Ben Carson made three arguments against Planned Parenthood. These are his direct quotes. He said, "Maybe I'm not objective when it comes to Planned Parenthood, but you know, I know who Margaret Sanger is, and I know that she believed in eugenics and that she was not particularly enamored with black people. And one of the reasons you find most of their clinics in black neighborhoods is so that you can find a way to control that population. I think people should go back and read about Margaret Sanger, who founded this place. A woman, Hillary Clinton, by the way, says that she admires. Look and see what many people in Nazi Germany thought about her."
Wow.
So he's saying, one, Sanger didn't like African Americans. Two, they were put predominantly in black neighborhoods on purpose. Two, she was into eugenics, which she actually was. And three, the Nazis really liked her. And then also, like in 2014, 2015, you remember all those undercover videos that Live Action did
mm-hmm.
against Planned Parenthood?
They're saying they're selling baby parts.
Yeah. Which is also true, that they were selling baby parts. But they were saying that Planned Parenthood was taking fetal tissue and selling it for profit. And a lot of Republicans went like, can you believe they're selling baby parts? Which isn't really true, but you can't convince them that they're inaccurate. But lastly, the last argument that I saw against Planned Parenthood, if all that wasn't ridiculous enough, comes from FamilyPolicyAlliance.com. And they have an article from May 8th, 2018 titled, Planned Parenthood, as if abortions weren't bad enough. And can I just read a little bit of this to you?
Oh, God.
It's really good stuff. It comes from Stephanie Curry, Esquire, Policy Manager for Family Policy Alliance.
Esquire. Tasty.
Let me know when...
What a good name.
No, let me know when you're sick of this, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to try to get across their formatting, like their italics and bolds, through my voice inflection. So it starts like this. We all know Planned Parenthood trades in death. Now, Planned Parenthood is trading in death and gender destruction.
Whoa.
Planned Parenthood has recently begun to offer hormone services for people who want to change genders. This means that in addition to their big moneymaker abortion, they've added a new funding stream through stripping children of their God-given sex. Imagine with me for a moment your 10-year-old son telling you he feels like a girl. The heart of the parent is to have a compassionate and honest conversation with your child about who he is.
Inflicting your beliefs on them.
And who he was created to be. These are all in italics. If your son is truly struggling with his identity, compassionate care may involve engaging loving mentors and trusted therapists to help your son navigate the complexities of adolescent identity. The goal would be to assure your son that he has a place in the world where he shines with all his gifts and abilities, and helping him find his God-given calling. Who in the world would tell a child that they need to become someone else to be valued and loved? Planned Parenthood would.
Wow.
Now they're telling children they need to help them become someone else in 20 states. Planned Parenthood's motto is care no matter what, yet their version of care is to tell your son he is a girl. Is that enough?
No. I need more of this. I need a lot more.
They tell him he's always been a girl and always. Was in fact born a girl in the wrong body.
Wow.
If your daughter feels like a boy, they'll tell her that she was born a boy and has always been a boy in the wrong body.
I could fall asleep. Like in peace. This is like music to my ears.
Planned Parenthood calls this deception how they care.
Wow. You think
this is like a ringing endorsement for Planned Parenthood.
This is like when AOC said, I want everyone to have health care.
Yeah.
And then Rush Limbaugh's like, can you believe what she said? Look at this. And put up a board. And everyone's like, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds great. 80% of the U.S. agrees. This sounds awesome.
Yikes.
So those are all the arguments about or against Planned Parenthood. So
right.
At this point in our conversation, do you feel we should defund Planned Parenthood?
I don't know. I think that, like, does Rory know that she's going to have to be a boy when she grows up?
Told her yet.
Okay.
No. So,
have you decided for her
five.
Yet? Okay. Yeah.
She will be a boy, yes. We're going to take her to Planned Parenthood when she's six.
Right.
Like that's how they lay this out, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, it's not. No. Okay.
Well, here's the thing. She likes Barbies and stuff right now, right? Were you going to stick with that for a little like ballet or something? And then maybe when she's six, she could get on the football team.
Yeah.
You could switch it because like,
yeah.
Is that how that works? Or?
This is so ridiculous. I hope our audience realizes why this is ridiculous. And if they don't, they probably are leaving us a review right now that says we're close-minded and stupid.
Can't believe John thinks only boys can play football.
That's not even where I was going with it. So anyway, do you think we should defund Planned Parenthood?
Of course not. Can we talk about the, you said 97% of what they have done was
94 of their pregnancy related services are abortions.
Okay, so now I need the 3% number.
Well, before we get there, I want to address this idea of defunding Planned Parenthood.
Okay,
because that's what I see all over the place is defund Planned Parenthood, and all the Republicans will go in front of Congress and say we need to defund Planned Parenthood, like Paul Rand was doing it in 2014, 2015. So after Live Action's Undercover Video came out, a bunch of Republicans, such as Rick Perry and Paul Rand, came out and said it's time to defund them. They're selling fetuses for a profit. They're selling body parts. Defund them. So to understand how absurd that is, we need to dissect where Planned Parenthood gets its funding. So in 2014, 40% of the revenue did come from the government. That much is true. 30% came from private donations. 23% came from non-government services, which I assume is like private insurance. The remaining 7% comes from other places. So now all the people against the government funding Planned Parenthood is like, see, I told you that 40% of the funding they're getting from the government is going toward abortions, which again isn't true. In 1976, that was made illegal. The government quote unquote funding comes from Medicare and Title X reimbursement. So it's like insurance. Mm-hmm. You go in, you're entitled to Medicare or Title X, and they charge it to the government and they get reimbursed for it, just like insurance. Except legally, Title X can't be used for abortion, so they can't do that. And Medicare can't as well, except for in cases of rape, incest, or if the mother's life is in danger.
Yeah.
Medicare can be used for that. So again, any abortion services are not being paid for by the government. Shut up, Paul Rand. You're useless.
Isn't it Rand Paul?
What'd I say? Paul Rand?
Yeah.
Well, Rand Paul's a dumb
pick
name.
Pick one. Pick a name. You've got two first names. Just pick one. Jesus.
What's Rand Paul? What's Rand short for?
Randy. You couldn't put a Y in the end?
Randolph?
Probably Randall.
Rand away from his constituents.
Wow, so got him. Real harsh burn there. You got him.
So let's say you're still against abortion on a moral or religious level, and 94% of the pregnancy-related services are abortions. That is intentionally manipulative from the Republicans. That blatantly ignores all of the other services that Planned Parenthood provides. I wish I didn't have to say Planned Parenthood provides so many times.
I told you to call it arranged childhood care.
Yeah. So 42% of their services are related to STD and STI testing, prevention, and medicine. 34% of what they provide is contraception. Could be birth control, condoms, emergency contraception, like the morning after pill. 11% is other women's services, which I assume is like pap smears and cancer screenings next. So it's not like breast cancer screenings.
Yeah, checkups, whatever.
That's 9% is cancer screenings. Only 3% of what they do is actually abortions. And then 1% is other services. So it registers, but it's incredibly tiny compared to 94% that the Republicans claim.
Yeah.
I will say that one PolitiFact article pointed out that many of the patients will get more than one service from Planned Parenthood. And they estimated that it would be more like 12% of Planned Parenthood patients actually use the abortion services. We don't have actual stats from Planned Parenthood on this, but it's still important to consider because we provide facts on this podcast, unlike Rand Paul.
Yeah, Rand Paul. Go.
Coming after you.
Well, I'm going to leave a real nice review on the Rand Paul cast.
Does he have one?
Probably.
Everyone has a podcast. So there's also the live action videos we need to address. So
it says right here he's got a true crime podcast where him and another white guy with some zany antics.
Yeah,
they have fun while they're talking about the movies.
Yeah.
that they are about true crime.
Yeah, okay. And they have a zany review scale.
Right.
It's based around improv too, because they're very funny guys.
Yeah, they you give them a freaking word and they go, they yes and the hell out of it. Yes, Rands it, naturally.
There it is. We have to end this episode because it's not going to get any better than that. So anyway, so for those that don't know, in 2014, there's a group called Live Action, and you know about this, right? They posed as a company.
This is they kind of seem like a...
They do this stuff a
lot. Politically conservative group that wants to try to find ways to smear people for money.
They videotape people without their consent and then edit the video to make it look like the people.
And they've gotten caught doing that specifically.
Yeah, there was one more recently. I can't remember what it was. They were trying to get like Bernie Sanders supporters to incite violence. These were the same people doing that.
Yeah.
So they made this video. They went undercover. They posed as a company that wanted to buy fetal tissue for research. And they were trying to show that Planned Parenthood is a dirty, scummy company that's trying to make a profit selling fetal body parts. So they approached a woman. Like during her lunch break in this video, she's like eating her salad because she's on her lunch break and they're bothering her about it. And they wanted to discuss how this worked. And she explained that for between $30 and $100 for like a sample of the tissue, they would be able to provide the fetal tissue, transport it for them, store it, keep it preserved properly. And there's a few issues with the video. One is that, again, people were filmed without their consent. They were trying to demonstrate that this woman was a monster by showing her cavalier attitude towards selling fetal tissue, but like she was just eating her lunch. And selling fetal tissue for research is legal. They can do that. And they weren't making a profit. Planned Parenthood stated, and factcheck.org corroborated this by talking to several professionals in the field. They said that after the procedure of protecting the tissue, they have to store it. and then they have to transport these people for $30 to $100. They're making little to no profit on this stuff, and some experts even went as far as to say they're probably operating at a loss in this. And Planned Parenthood just said, we want to reduce the bottom line for us and our patients. Like, we're a nonprofit, we're trying to give as much free care as we can to people.
Yeah,
we're trying to reduce the bottom line. So for the rest of the criticisms, I can't believe we have to address this, but we have to, of Ben Carson's comments about Margaret Sanger not liking African-Americans and trying to control the black population, and that she was huge into eugenics and Nazis loved her. So early in her career, like the 20s and 30s, she worked with the NAACP founder to try and spread education about safe contraception to the African-American communities around her. Does that sound like she hates African-Americans?
Not so far.
Not so far. But I guess he could say, well, that's because he didn't want them having babies. Well, he did. She did it for white people, too.
Did she also want them to, like, not get STDs?
Yeah. She wanted people to have the babies that they wanted to have.
Yeah.
So as far as the neighborhoods go, again, can't believe we have to fact check this stuff, but Guttmacher Institute, I didn't say that right, looked into this and found that 60% of Planned Parenthoods are in a, quote, majority white neighborhood, and 14% of their patients in 2013 were African American, which is apparently the same proportion of the African American population in the United States. They're not putting Planned Parenthoods in black communities to reduce the population. So the idea that Planned Parenthood is trying to control the black population is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, eugenics. She was into eugenics, which, do you know what eugenics is?
Belief that your one race is better than others and making them better.
That's kind of what it became.
Yeah.
So eugenics started out, it was like the idea of being smarter about the way humans procreate so we could reproduce smarter, healthier babies. And like, it was huge in the 20s and 30s. A lot of the scientists, like all of them from the time, were into eugenics because why wouldn't you want healthy, strong babies that are smart?
It seemed like there wasn't a tinge of, like,
well,
it wasn't as racist as it became.
Right, because it was just like a thought experiment until World War II came and Hitler was like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna make the master race. And everyone saw how well that went.
Yeah.
So eugenics fell out of fashion really quickly, but she wasn't a Hitler supporter. In fact, she joined the anti-Nazi committee in 1939.
Wow.
And donated money and time to fight against Nazis and Hitler's rise to power. So you're an idiot. You're not looking at the facts here. You're purposely saying this stuff to mislead people.
I think if he could respond, he'd say that he is rubber and you're glue.
Can we get Ben Carson on our show?
What you're saying now bounces off of me and sticks to you.
To me. Got it.
That's my best Ben.
He's just
really slow and soft.
He's one of those...
Soft voice, very gentle. He'd do like a good ASMR podcast, as long as he'd have one too.
Well, let's look it up on iTunes right now, see if he has one.
Sleepy boy time with Ben.
With Ben.
With Benny.
With Benny boy. Benny boy Carson.
Yeah. A little slower.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just too hyped up on Planned Parenthood.
Right.
I hate the criticism that they get because it's obviously politically charged and it's heavily religiously charged.
Right.
But why do you care? Which is actually what I want to discuss after our break. That
which I found the facts on. So.
Well, I want to
why get, you, the listener, care. That's fine.
We've got a little opinionated here, but I want to talk about our true opinions after the break.
Okay. Not these fake ones we've been putting on as a show this
whole
time. I mean,
like, unbridled thoughts on Planned Parenthood and why people hate them.
Okay.
But before we get there, how do you feel about Planned Parenthood? Same as you did before we started?
I don't know. You just told me to wait till after the break to get unbridled. I have to give you a bridled opinion right now.
Give me a bridled opinion.
I think there might be... Wink. Pretty good. Wink.
So I will say, like...
More like Planned Parenthood good. Wink.
I've always been and always will be a supporter of Planned Parenthood unless they do something awful towards women's rights. The selling of fetal tissues makes me like a little bit squeamish, but like if the parents say, yeah, go for it, they have their consent.
This is cells. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're curious and you want to know what Planned Parenthood's Charity Navigator score is.
Oh, man.
Do you want to take a guess?
I'm going to say they're in the top 10.
I don't think they have a ranking. Oh, you mean like out of 100?
Yeah.
It's 92.74.
Wow, that's pretty
which
good.
Which is an A-. That's like, it's hard to get higher than...
That's like, you forgot to fill the vending machine
so,
number.
Yeah, so their financial score is 90.55, so about 91 cents for every dollar they get goes towards the services rendered.
Dope.
And then their accountability and transparency score was 96. And looking at their website, they have like everything you could ever want there.
How could that possibly be? Like, what did they say? Did they use 2-ply? And they released 1-ply toilet paper?
Yeah, I don't know. But like, you go to their website, they have all like the. When I went to the World Wildlife Fund's website, it was impossible to find their tax documents. So I had to like dig around on Google to find this stuff. Planned Parenthood has it all out there for you. They have all this, the stats and statistics. I said before, the Republicans were using their own statistics against them. They also have all kinds of documents on everything you could want. I said before, they have resources on sexual orientation and gender. They have stuff about pregnancy, contraceptive, like everything. They just have resources on it that you can learn about before you even go to their facilities. So I think they're great. And if you don't like Planned Parenthood, stick around after the break to see what we have to say about you.
Yeah, you might have STDs.
You might probably have an STD called life. Do you want to recap for us?
You just did such a heartfelt, nice little recap there.
Should we go?
What am I supposed to add?
I don't know. Let's go to a break. We'll come back right after this.
Yes, Rand.
Bada bing, bada boom.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Why, you sound just like me. I say that all the time.
Because you're half Italian.
More, a little more, actually. A little more.
52% Italian.
My dad might be 2%. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
He's like a little milk. He's pretty. He's white enough. He's white enough to be 2% milk.
Got it. John, where can people find us if they want to interact with us?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
But like on a more global
StrangerStillShow.com.
Yeah, and if you want to interact with us, the best place to do that is Facebook.com/group/StrangerStill.
Mm-hmm. Or search Stranger Still and click on my head because it always crops Nick out.
Yeah, because Facebook hates me, and I understand.
It's okay.
I don't have the best haircut.
You don't have the best better face. Haircut. I've got very good haircuts. It took a long time.
But we put polls up on there to see what you guys want to listen to. We also post articles that we find on Reddit and stuff. So go check it out. And then some of our listeners post awesome videos and articles on there too. So we keep the conversation going on there.
Well, what's been cool is our goal was to have everyone else keep the conversation going at some point, and that's what's become like a little community. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to have people in there and just have fun too.
Yeah, we just kind of
pop in there once. One of my favorite posts has been one of my favorite Instagram pages, Investigate Baseball, which is proving that baseball is fake because baseball's not real.
Instagram.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is when people post pictures of Flat Earth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like Jason posted a picture of the Death Star and then had a picture of the trench run. He's like, where's the curve? Research Flat Death Star.
I saw some videos of that too. There are actually Flat Death Stars out there.
Yeah, because they had to film it on a set. Should we? I got some things to say about people that don't like Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So I guess
I'm gonna clip it and email it to your family.
Maybe they support Planned Parenthood. I don't know.
Good.
I want to know, why do people hate Planned Parenthood? What do you think?
Why do I think?
Yeah, I want to know your opinions on this stuff.
Because they're told to.
Okay.
And because they think, well, that's really, if you come down to it, that's what's going to be the answer.
Because they're told to?
Because their religion tells them to, or because their religious leaders tell them to, or because their news tells them to. And they think that they have to be involved in everybody else's business because the business of getting involved with people's business in news,
people love drama.
People love drama. It's all stirred up and so boredom. And
I kind of went a different direction with it because I think it's the same thing as people that want abstinence-only sex education. They don't want you teaching your kids about condoms and STIs and pregnancy. They just say, don't have sex.
Yeah.
And research shows, study
over
after study,
and over and over,
that doesn't work. There's higher teen pregnancy rates in areas with abstinence-only sex education. But I think it's the same thing because those people that want abstinence-only sex education say, well, if you're teaching them about sex, they're going to go out and have sex, which, first of all, isn't true, but I think that's where their thoughts come from.
Yeah.
That's why, like, the gas station down the street didn't sell condoms for a long time, because if you have condoms, people are going to buy them and then go have sex.
Really?
It simply isn't true. Yeah.
That's garbage.
Yeah. The owner of it was, there's a really convoluted story. Maybe I'll tell it in our bonus episode for Patreon supporters of why I know that our gas station didn't sell condoms.
Oh, man.
it has nothing to do with me. It was just, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Okay.
And it's a 18 plus story. It's not bad. It's just there's sexual things that happened.
Or didn't. Because there were no condoms.
I don't know. It was a guy walking through looking for condoms. I'll just say that much for right
now.
Wow,
dude. That's the whole story, pretty much.
No.
Okay.
Anyway.
Patreon.com/ Flying Machine Network.
So I feel like people think if we have these sex resources out there, it means people are going to go out and have sex and they can be sexual deviants.
Right.
Which, to me, I say, why is that so bad?
Well, now team that up with my thing. And yeah. I want to talk about it with Stacy down the street.
Yeah.
And talk crap about Becky's daughter.
Yeah, exactly. People are so afraid of sex for no reason, and that's why I want to know.
It could have been talking about Rob's son too. Yeah.
Yeah, or Rob's gender fluid, non gender binary.
He's a they because a Planned Parenthood made him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, get out of town.
But like, why do people care if other people are having sex? Why is that a big deal to people? That's what I want to know. If you're a listener out there, tell me.
I think it's because they're not.
Maybe.
And because, hold on. I mean, the polite way to say that is like, how fun is it to be like, imagine being that way your whole life where you have to specifically think about sex is only after marriage and you're going to wait your whole life.
And only then the purpose of procreation.
I suffered through this. I had those feelings and I knew to not sin and to ignore them. And now you're not doing that. And maybe there's a tinge of jealousy that people could live their life in freedom and not have rules.
Like the only explanation that I have for it is jealousy.
Yeah.
Because other than that, like, if you're going, the Bible says don't have sex before marriage. Those people are having sex before marriage. They're going to go to hell. Why do you care?
Yeah.
Just leave them alone. They're not in your bedroom. Leave them alone.
Even if they are. Like, if I came home and there were a bunch of homeless people having it in my bed, I'd want them to at least have used protection.
Yeah. Come on. Be smart about it.
Right.
Don't steal my Switch. Thanks.
Right. That's why I always leave contraceptives on my bed and, you know, like a little bowl of Tootsie Rolls. Yeah.
I was wondering about that. I thought they were for me, so I took one and ate it.
Right. No, it's fine. I can't even eat them, so.
Okay. Latex allergy, or?
Yeah. Tootsie Rolls have latex in them. It's so long. It makes my throat engulf in veganism or sores.
Got anything
else? I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And this is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible machine.